Ai, tēnā rā, koutou katoa e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tekau māwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ko te kai kōrero e whaiake nei ko Ricky Houghton, koia rā te kai hautū te rangatirau he koro wai trust, ki te koro e pāna ki te whare, ngā kainga kore, me ngā take e pāna ki ngā whare huri noa i te tai tukirau i te hiko te ika. Nō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe e Ricky.
Tēnā koe te pinanga e teo, tēnā i te mihi atu ki a koe me te pāna whānui, e noho ana i muri whenua, he mihi ki a koutou. Love to talking to you today, Joe.
And same as, happy new year, the new Tauhou Pākehā, engari he mihi nui atu ki a koe ki a koutou katoa o te Korowai Trust, really wanting to get back in touch with you to have a little kōrua about the ongoing housing shortage in the far north and what knowledge you may have. First of all, am I able to ask you, to your knowledge, what is the current status of the housing in Te Tai Tokerau or even just in Te Hiko Te Ika?
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed, Joel. If anything, it's just gone a bit. It's got worse. But that was inevitable. You see, 75% of all Māori's under the age of 35. We've got a very young population, and as the families start to grow and make their way there, our solutions, our housing solutions, our financial struggles there, they're not going to come out of a hole in the wall in the middle of Kai Tai. They're not going to come out of Wellington. They're going to have to come by us. They're going to have to come from us as a far north. We're going to have to collaborate in ways that we probably never had to in the past there. But I know the trust is doing our little bit as best we can. We've just we're just finishing another 15 self-contained isolation units for whānau who might get the virus, the coronavirus, and they can't self-isolate at home because they have no power or water or overcrowded. Or so we've just finished that. We've just started a project there with the road in and everything to do another 24 homes down Kohuru Street. We've put six Kaumātua houses down there. It's hard, but ultimately at the end of the day, we need a hand to do what we need to do there. We want these buildings. They have to go back onto the whenua, and what we need is we need to collaborate in a way that we've never had to before. I mean, we're not proud to be amongst the poorest in such a beautiful, rohe. I think that we have to collaborate, and we can help. But I mean, the end of the goal should be for whānau to go back home and reconnect their umbilical cord back to their whenua. Back to their whānau and back to their whare and back to their futures. Otherwise we're going to remain a servant to the state.
Right in that kōrero there, you basically just about wiped out a number of my other questions that I wanted to raise, because a lot of it has been about government issues that have been raised for the last few decades, and some of the issues that have really put us in a situation like this. I just want to raise it anyway. Some of the kōrero that I remember reading, that since the early 1990s, how house prices had risen considerably faster than the incomes had. And Are you aware whether these are still remaining issues or not? Like even in
That's right, Joel. You know, stagnant incomes. You know, the pace that inflation. You know, we've got a heat problem up in the far north, but you know, it's poverty, it's prison, it's power, it's petrol, it's you know, policies, it's procedures, it's everything there, you know, and so I think that nothing is going to change. You see, I was blessed. I was able to buy my house when I was 17. Now, I bought it when I was 17 because I was able to capitalize. You see, we have products that have worked well for Māori that are no longer there. We had capitalization. The majority of families are Māori families anyway, have got maybe 4 or 5 children. And when you can capitalize on it there, they are the ones ultimately that will inherit that money. So, you know, when you capitalize on your children and they pay you half of their family benefit up front to buy a house, that is by far the best product, housing product, that the government has ever had. And why they don't reinstate the capitalization of housing. You know, Māori land, we had to take, we took some government, some action against the Crown there. It's called the He Korowai Trust and KiwiSaver Act. Now, we had to take the government to court because you couldn't use KiwiSaver on Māori land because it didn't, Section 8 of the KiwiSaver Act said it had to have title and deed. But that's all done and dusted. But what we must do is we must, Māori are not poor. We're just cash strapped. And and I think to free up the policies need to change. They're very, very, they hold Māori back and they hold us down. They're very prejudicial policy, and it needs to be challenged. So capitalization on the land. The other thing is that if you look at the income, the nationally recognised poverty line for income is 29,000. Now, if you have the average income of Kaitaia at 22,000 to 23,000, they're almost a third below the nationally recognised poverty line. Something needs to be done to lift that up to at least the nationally recognised poverty line. The other thing is that if your income is under the poverty line, then you shouldn't have to pay GST on a home. If you sell it, well then, okay, pay the GST. But if you don't sell it, and a lot of Māori homes that are going on to Māori property cannot be sold and will never be sold, so they shouldn't be paying GST. There's a lot of things they could be doing, Joel, but they have to be innovative. They have to be entrepreneurial. And a lot of the housing solutions that I think that the iwi could put up to the government through their forums should be holding the Crown to account about their prejudicial policies and processes.
Absolutely, and I agree with a lot of your kōrero. Just going back to the first one about collaboration before we end our kōrero, can you give us a little bit more detail and elaborate on what you mean by collaborate, who should collaborate, and how we could potentially start that process?
Okay, can I tell you what the rest of the country is doing? Down in Kahununu, Ngāti Porou, down in New Plymouth, down in everywhere else in the country has got a Māori regional forum where they have collectively come together and sat around a table and developed a strategy. But Northland hasn't quite got that yet, and so we're slow coming out there. And, you know, when you're trying to advocate and the funding rounds come up, you got to be at the table or at the trough so you can put your case forward. But if you're not there, so collaboration, in my mind, means all of us sitting around a table, having a cup of coffee, using all of our skills, our collective skills, our collective knowledge, our collective relationships that we all have through the different organisations, and put together a strategy so we can all move on, we can all move forward together. This isn't a hapu or a marae or a iwi or a Māori. It's all of our problem, and it's going to take all of us to come together in a very, very honest, responsible way to resolve this. As I said at the start, our solutions are not going to come out of a hole in the wall in the middle of Kaitaia. They're not going to come from Wellington. They are only going to come from us and our willingness to set aside whatever's going on for the benefit of those that are here and those that are yet to come.
Hore kau he kōrero tuatū i tērā. I don't have any more to say over and above that, because that kōrero, I've just taken it in. It really resonates with me at the moment there, Ricky, and it sounds really productive and proactive. And as you said, that word innovative, we need to be able to be thinking outside the square that we are currently in. So yeah, I appreciate
absolutely.
You joining me this
morning.
Absolutely.
You know, Māori are the most over-consulted people walking this earth, and we are the most entrepreneurial. And I truly, truly believe that only us can solve it. But we must set aside whatever it is. You know, there's some unresolved grief. That's regretful, but that shouldn't stop us from coming forward and sitting around a table and talking with each other in the spirit of whanaungatanga and our babies and those that are yet to come. You know, those people that have gone on, all the leaders that have gone on, they'll be looking down and they'll be relying on us to come together. We were almost there. But you know, the government changes, the housing policies. Every time there's a new government, there's a new broom, there's a new policy. But we must never ever turn away from whatever strategy we collectively agree on. We just got to keep on driving it. But the primary thing is for us to sit around and develop a strategy that that is custom built for the North. All the other regions have got a strategy. We must come together and develop a housing strategy and build it publicly. I mean, if people want to come along and involve themselves there, the more people that come along, the more ownership that is going to be taken at the end of the day by the whānau and the hapū and the marae. But there needs to be the decision making process must permeate from around the kitchen tables, from around the marae trustee meetings, from around a hapu level, a marae level, a iwi level, and at a full Māori regional level, all together. We used to do it. But what happened was there was a little bit of money thrown on the ground there, and suddenly that took away our ability. That took away our ability to share the very best that we've all got to offer.
Absolutely, and thank you. Appreciate all that kōrero. And hopefully our whānau out there listening throughout Te Tai Tukero and Te Hiko o Te Iko, we're able to grasp a lot of that and consider lots of this kōrero that we need to move on, as I understand your kōrero was to say, and actually take action on a lot of these kōrero we've
Absolutely.
Been having.
Well, you know what? I would welcome, I get busy now. That doesn't say I'm too busy to talk to the people, because I work for the people. That is my job. I have to make myself available to the people. And so I'm always up for a cup of coffee. I'm not as accessible as I used to be, but if anybody wants to come in for a cup of coffee and a piece of toast and some scones, haere mai, you come and have a talk. I'd love to talk to you. I would love to share what we're doing with them, and maybe whatever we can do. But it has to go beyond a conversation, but it needs to be a collective decision-making with everybody so that everybody takes ownership of the final product, you know?
Mm. Kua āta mimiti haere te wā kia taua e Ricky, and as the time between you and I at this moment slowly comes to an end, I also like to give a big mihi again to you, because this kōrero is absolutely valuable and we need to be able to take this. Do you have any final kōrero, as we are the 27th day into 2022, that you would like to share with the whānau throughout Te Tai Tukarau and Te Hiko Te Ika?
Aye. He mihi atu kia koutou, te whānau whānui, he whānau, he kore kai, he kore whare, he kore whare, he kore pūtea. Hara mai, he kore roana ki au ki ngā tari o he korowai. Hara mai, hara mai, hara mai.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi e hoa.
Ai, ko Ricky Houghton, tērā he korowai trust, me wero o ngā koro e pāna ki ngā whare, ngā kāinga, me tōna hiahia te tauawhi i te hāpuri i a tātou katoa. Mō tēnei wā, haka rongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika, iwa tikau mawhitu iratahi te iarere.